Sold by Patricia McCormick. Narrated by Justine Eyre. Copyright 2006 by Patricia McCormick. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Hyperion Children and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. A tin roof. "One more rainy season and our roof will be gone," says Amma. My mother is standing on a log ladder, inspecting the thatch, and I am on the ground, handing the laundry up to her so it can bake dry in the afternoon sun. There are no clouds in sight, no hint of rain, no chance of it for weeks. There is no use in telling Amma this, though. She is looking down the mountain at the rice terraces that descend, step by step, to the village below, at the neighbor's tin roofs winking cruelly back at her. A tin roof means that the family has a father who doesn't gamble away the landlord's money playing cards in the tea shop. A tin roof means the family has a son working at the brick kiln in the city. A tin roof means that when the rains come, the fire stays lit and the baby stays healthy. "Let me go to the city," I say. "I can work for a rich family like Gita does and send my wages home to you." Amma strokes my cheek, the skin of her work-worn hand as rough as the tongue of a newborn goat. "Lakshmi, my child," she says, "you must stay in school, no matter what your stepfather says." Lately, I want to tell her, my stepfather looks at me the same way he looks at the cucumbers I'm growing in front of our hut. He flicks the ash from his cigarette and squints.
"You'd better get a good price for them," he says.